Coach, do you have an update on Matthew Perreault and Brian Little leaving early today?
Matthew, we don't have as a player tomorrow, but his tests turned out to be fairly positive, so we're hopeful that he's a player out of the break. Brian, nothing. If he loosens up, he's fine for tomorrow. If not, we'll see.
Skate yesterday, longer practice, and then today. Do you like the 2 days of prep here that you've had for this last game before the break?
Yeah, I like 2 days where the first day is and then off day or a workout. We got a good pace, good skate yesterday. Got up and down the ice an awful lot. Did a little more of it today.
Still planning that Scheifele's good to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Paul, I know you were asked about this a little while ago, but to ask again, do you see any difference in Andrew Ladd over the last little while? Particularly, there's a lot of attention being paid to the fact that he's set to be a UFA and the deal hasn't been completed.
Not in terms of personality. I think he had a little bit of a slow start. I think it was coming off his injury. Missed most of camp as well. Got back up to playing well. I think the last three games he's played like everybody else. So, but in terms of how he moves around the room and how he works, no.
What makes him a good leader?
A pretty consistent man. And he's gone through what can be a difficult situation, and he hasn't shown it in the locker room, and he's worked real hard, but he's consistent. He comes in every day the same way, tries to lead by example, going back to last year through injury and through this year, getting all these fun questions that he gets to ask. He haven't seen it in the locker room with him.
Your job, I guess, is to make the team get the team to the point where it's not selling at the trade deadline. Yet you gotta. I guess my question is, how much is your finger on the pulse of that dynamic? I mean, you and Kevin obviously worked closely together to build this.
So, what's the question?
The question is, how much are you aware and of the dynamic of trade deadline approaching? If you're not in the mix for the playoffs, you may lose some good players. And would you ever use that?
Exceptionally aware of it.
And would you ever use that as in the room as a motivation thing? Guys, we may not be together if we don't get there. Do you use that?
No, I don't use that as a threat. Selling teams as a threat, there's not much of a stick there, is there? Well, if we don't make the playoffs, fellas, we're going to trade you to the team that is in the playoffs. So that wouldn't be part of it. I'm very aware of what happens to teams that are on the outside closing to deadline. I think, but you go back, like even look at the movement over the last 2 or 3 years. It's not like it was 5 or 6 years ago where 8, 9 guys moved off teams and everybody was buying. There's just not as much movement at that line. But yeah, I'm aware of what happens.
And with a 5-day break after this game, how much is there a danger of a lack of focus heading into this one?
Look, there's no NHL teams going home watching video the day after this break starts. All right, the key is to have them come back excited. Yeah, the good pros, the really good pros, will do something every day. There'll be some guys on every team in the National Hockey League. They're going to stretch on the way out of bed in the morning. That'll be as hard as their heart rate gets up. I don't think that you'll find any more or less focus by a player based on the situation that the team's in. All the good pros do something. All the guys that, especially the older guys that know they have to keep their body at a certain level, who've learned, who've been through 5, 6, 10 all-star breaks, if they haven't played in them, they're gonna be good pros. We'll make our hockey club aware, especially the younger guys, that it's not a five days off and you think you can kick because there's a gear change. And there'll be players that aren't aware of that, that there's a gear change after the All-Star break. The good pros will get out and do a lot. There'll be a few guys off each team, all 30 teams, that probably could spend a little more time in the gym. A lot of them will get a good, needed mental break.
Paul, how close is Andre Pavlik to returning?
Yeah, he's not far off. So he's... You get him to the point that he can do the drills, the control drills, full on, and then it's going to be a decision whether we ask him to play some games in the American League or we get him through enough practices that we green light him in the NHL. We'll have that discussion over the next week. Probably we'll wait till we get the full-on green light that he's ready to play first, though.